going on? Welcome to Captivate Insider, behind the scenes of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host, where today I'm going to bring you news of some amazing new podcast analytics features. And everyone loves podcast analytics features. It's what we all want and crave as podcasters. It's like crack to a podcaster, giving them more data on their show. Well, we're about to become a little bit more addicted. This, of course, is Captivate Insider. I'm your host, Mark Asquith, CEO and co-founder of Rebel Base Media, where we make Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host, where we help you with podcast education over at podcastsuccessacademy.com, and, of course, where we run the world's number one managed WordPress platform for podcasters, podcast websites. Now, we are going to dig into some of these brand new analytics features in just one second. But before I do that, I want to give a shout out to everyone who is now a part of the first 1 million valid podcasts in Apple Podcasts. My great friend, a great friend to the team, and of course, Captivate.fm advisor, Mr. Daniel J. Lewis, one of the finest people that you'll ever meet, and certainly one of the finest people in podcasting. Just very recently this weekend published data showing that we are now at 1 million valid podcasts in Apple Podcasts. So congratulations to you if you are a part of that. Well done on being part of the first 1 million. Now, I hope you're staying safe, hope you're doing well, hope you're looking after each other and, of course, yourself. Do what you can for each other. It's very, very important during these times that we all stick together. And I'm really, really pleased to let you know that we have some releases this week, like I said, around the analytics. Pierre, one of our resident Captivate engineers, an all-round nice guy, an owner of the biggest hair in lockdown, has been working exceptionally hard with the engineering team here at Captivate to release some podcast analytics upgrades. So let me give you a quick rundown of what we have done for you this week. Number one, deep dive episode view. You can now deep dive into the trends for each podcast episode that you release by filtering your entire analytics data on an episode by episode basis. That's pretty sweet. So you can deep dive into episode trends, episode data. We've also made it a little easier to look at what happens when you release an episode. So now you can overlay download data with release days. So what happens when you release an episode? Well, usually you get a big spike in downloads. Well, normally you get that, but not always. Sometimes you get peaks, sometimes you get troughs. So what we've done is we've given you a little checkbox underneath your analytics data, underneath the main graph, the listener behavior graph, and you can now overlay the podcast release dates. You'll see a line showing you when you released each episode and what each episode is when you start to see how your data comes in. Now, I've been using this for the last week or two as we've worked on it and as we've released it and we've tested it. And honestly, right now, I can't live without it. It feels weird to even have that turned off. And it's a bit of a pro tip. Choose a single day, a day when you release an episode from the graph. Use the date filter to choose a single day and just have a look what happens when you overlay that release of an episode in there. You'll start to see the time that the episode was released and start to see when your downloads are really coming in. So this is very exciting data. Also, we've made it easy to break your download data down into state, region, and city and town level. So all you need to do is just basically click on the map inside your Captivate podcast download data, the analytics section there. Click on the map and you are now going to be able to look at city and region or state data, wherever you are, depending if you're in the US, or if you call it a state, we call it a region here in the UK. But you can really dive deep now into where people are listening to your show. And then you can toggle between state level or town and city level. I love this. Again, it turns out that all my podcast downloads come from my house. That's weird. Okay, that's not quite true, but you get the point. Okay, so you can now deep dive into the location data as well for your podcast downloads. And the other thing that we've done is we've also added percentages to the analytics where at all possible. So where there's data that is quantitative data, where we are showing you a number that is a subset of another total number. So for example, the number of downloads from New York City versus other places. What you can now see is a percentage next to that data as well. So you'll start to see a percentage of the total there. It's in gray. It's next to the core data and it's just there for you. You know, if you're a bit, I don't know, maybe you're a percentage sign fetishist. I don't know. I'm not. I just like the data. But if you are, Crack on. This is a fantastic day for you. If, like me, you're a data geek, use the percentage data there, all right? So very, very interesting, very, very powerful stuff. And these updates, of course, are all free. We are not tiering people up. We are not doing what some of the other hosts do and say, well, if you want advanced analytics in big old air quotes, we're going to make you pay more. We don't do that, all right? That is entirely available for free now to every single podcaster that uses Captivate. What we've also done is we've done a little bit of charity work this week. So we've been working with Cole Raven and his fantastic team. I got to know Cole very, very early on in the life of his business, Podchaser, the IMDb of podcasts. And Cole reached out to me last week and said, Marco, we're doing this Meals on Wheels America campaign where we do reviews for good. So anyone that leaves a review on Podchaser for a podcast that is hosted on Captivate. What Podchaser do is they're donating 25 cents out to Meals on Wheels America for every single review on the platform. We've decided to match that donation up to a total of $750. So we're willing to give away $750 just to donate that to charity, Meals on Wheels America. It's a little bit of good that we can do. You know, obviously we all need to be doing our bit. So well done to Cole and the team on that one. And thank you to all the Rebel Base media team, the Captivate engineering team that have supported that as well. So fantastic work by Podchaser. Please go and leave a review for your favorite podcasts on Podchaser so that we can donate as much as possible. Also, if you want some straight-talking podcast education, maybe you're looking to launch a show, maybe you're looking to build your audience or generate some revenue, most of the advice that's out there is either full of jargon, it's a little bit complicated because if people make it complicated, they can charge you money for it. That's silly. I'm not into that. I think you need to be learning quickly and easily. So what we've done is we have launched our brand new YouTube channel. Go and subscribe, youtube.com/RebelBaseMedia. Go and check out the trailer. I did a quick, short, sort of 90-second, two-minute trailer telling you what the podcast channel is all about. And we're going to be putting a pile of content out there every single week. Just free education for you as a podcaster. So check it out, youtube.com/RebelBaseMedia. There are already some videos up there. And of course, you can check out the trailer. So thank you so much to everyone that supports us. Thank you for staying safe. Thank you for continuing to podcast through these tumultuous times. You're doing a fantastic job. I'm very, very proud of everyone that I get to work with, everyone that I get to talk to about podcasting every single day. Times aren't easy, but we're all pulling together as an industry. So please check out those updates if you're a Captivate.fm podcaster. Go and check out the YouTube channel if you are looking for some fresh content on educating yourself on podcasting. And please, please help us to do good by going to leave a review for your favorite podcast over on Podchaser, and we will donate and match the donations that Podchaser put in to Meals on Wheels America for every review left, all right? Please go ahead and do that. And until the next time, thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep on talking. Until the next time, like I said, just look after yourself, and we'll be back with the next episode next week. Adios for now.